Welcome to Channel Chat, Search Networking Channel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending March 6th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today we'll hear from Juniper Senior VP of Worldwide Channels, Frank Vitagliano.
So, hi Frank. Tell me a little bit about what Juniper announced last week at Analyst Day.
Well, hello, Rivka, and I'll be happy to do that. We had a really exciting week last week where we announced a number of things at Analyst Day, but very specifically, I'd like to talk about what we announced as it relates to our channel programs and the enhancement to our JPartner program. One of the things that I know you know, because you and I have talked about this a lot in the past, is when we look at our overall program, the thing that is most significant about it and most fundamental is that profitability of our partners really remains at the core of everything that we do. And so that's why I'm particularly excited with the changes that we've made to our program, because I think it will enable partners to continue to drive some very profitable engagements with Juniper and Juniper products. And all the changes that we made were designed to create more opportunity for our partners in the area of high-performance networking and encourage and enable them to sell the total cost of ownership benefits of our products. So what we did is we enhanced our product specializations into three categories. First is advanced security, and we took all of our security products and put them up under the advanced security category, if you will. Second was we developed a network infrastructure category, and in that, the most significant thing we did was added our switching product up under the network infrastructure, and then we also created an advanced network infrastructure category, and that reflects the high-end routing products that we also have in the market. And as part of that, we completely reconstructed our training courses and in our enablement tools. And this is very significant because what we did was we designed our training now to help our partners really focus on the benefits of Junos and our Junos operating system and how that can help derive a total cost of ownership advantage to them and their customers. They'll provide a better value to their customer because the solutions that they're selling to their customers will in fact be more cost efficient. They'll become more valuable to their customer and therefore have the ability to continue to offer their services and support and develop sort of a stickiness, as I call it, with their customers.
Okay. Why does having one single operating system result in better cost of ownership or less CapEx or better operational spending?
Well, a lot of it is just around managing it. There's so much less cost associated with managing a single system with a single code train that gets updated once a quarter versus the alternatives in the marketplace.
Okay. Can you be a little bit more specific about the difference between the network infrastructure specialization and the advanced network infrastructure?
Yeah, the advanced network infrastructure really takes into account some higher-end router products that typically aren't sold in the enterprise space of the channel. They typically are sold in much more higher-end, installations, if you will. The network infrastructure piece pretty much combines our base routing products along with all of our switching products, which is relatively new. As you know, we announced our switching products in January of last year, and since then have continued to release them into the marketplace, with the most current release of our 8200 happening, this quarter, and then in the second quarter, the 8216 will hit the market. So it's really just the high-performance networking product set and then an advanced set of products that a few partners participate in because they don't participate in that set of the market where they're selling higher end, routing equipment to their customers.
Okay. I noticed as part of the releases that came from the new channel enhancements at Analyst Day, there was a focus on a new program for managed service providers, as well as consultants, and then a third one that was for, called the Service Provider Infrastructure Program. So could you talk a little bit about the JPartner Managed Services Provider Program and what that means for the channel?
That was the second major part of our announcement, and what we did there is we added these categories because we think they reflect the partners' emerging business models and is really indicative of the fact that many partners are running a multifaceted model that goes well beyond just pushing technology. So as you mentioned, there are three new segments that we created, and they're additions to our JPartner program. The first is a managed service provider program. Second was consultants, and the third was a program that we call service provider infrastructure. And effectively, it's for those partners who built their model around selling into service providers. All three are areas that while we've had partners selling into those spaces in the past, we hadn't specifically designed a unique program, a unique offering. So in the case of the managed service provider program in particular, what I think it does is it reflects the fact that we recognize that the partners are really investing in that model. So what we've tried to do is develop a program that has a number of different facets to it. One is we've developed a unique set of, if you will, economics to the program that reflects some additional margin opportunity that is available to partners who sell into the service provider space, because that's a very significant and strategic area for both of us, and we want to incent that. So that's the first piece of it. The second piece of it is around the program, what we've done is we've developed some unique training as well as some unique tools and enablement offerings to help partners who are operating in this space really understand our technology and how our technology lends itself to this marketplace. So it's really a much broader and deeper set of offerings than we've ever had in all three, but in particular the managed service one is one that I think partners are going to really be excited about because we've really taken the time to understand the market.
How does this change the relationship between channel partners and Juniper? If for example, channel partners that were once solely network infrastructure component sellers or, partners who at one time mostly sold security, components or infrastructure, now that they're selling services, how does Juniper play into that specific scenario?
Yeah, I think it. I don't think it changes the way partners go to market at all. In fact, that's not our intent. Is not to develop programs or offerings that incent partners to change their models. In fact, the reverse is true. Everything that we do, we try to incent our partners to go to market with a complete solution for their customers. And in our view, that solution includes what we think are best-in-class technologies from Juniper, where partners take our technologies and then wrap their services around it, and then in addition, wrap their brand around it, and ultimately provide their customers with a complete end-to-end solution, of which the Juniper technology happens to be one element of it. So I think everything that we're doing in the marketplace is completely consistent with the way partners tell me they want to go to market and they want to sell to their customer, and what they'd like from a vendor in terms of providing them the ability to sell solutions and drive incremental value and profit with those solutions. That's what we're trying to do.
Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to everybody about what we're doing and, you know, and the changes we're making and the investment that, you know, we continue to make.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.